Well, now, since you've been here at MTSU, you were faculty senate president.
Yeah.
Do you have any, how did you become senate president? And what kind of, do you remember any things that were important or things that happened or occurred while you were senate president?
As I remember, it was the year Mel Scarlett came here to be president. And we never had gone through any ceremony for the president, but he wanted one. So we called in the head of all the area colleges and universities, and we had them all here as guests. And we had the football team standing behind them because this was a time of demonstrations, and we didn't want any demonstration interrupting the ceremony. So everything went smoothly. I was the president, and people tell me I made a speech. I don't remember it. And I don't remember much of anything that happened. I think Dr. Scarlett was an outstanding president, and he did a lot of things for the first time at this university.
Well, while you were here at MTSU all these years, tell us some stories about some things that have happened since you were president. You were president in 1968 and 1969, that school year. And so since coming to MTSU and from when you first came until now, do you see that, I know we've had a lot of change, but do you see any big ideas or thoughts or things you'd like
to
share?
Of course, the whole curriculum has broadened out. So used to be when you majored in science, you didn't major in chemistry or physics. You just majored in science. Of course, that's all different now. there was no school of journalism. There was no school of nursing. All these many schools have been added to what was here back then. As to the quality of students, in recent years, I've only taught graduate students, and I can't tell any difference in them and the ones that were here before the war or right after the war. Good students are good students. Bad students are bad students. It doesn't make any difference when the time is. But my experience with students here has been very good. I think they're very good. And many of them have gone on to achieve greater things in college, in graduate school, and in their profession.
Let's go back to the idea. Maybe you can, some little thoughts. You said Dr. Scarlett was here as president when you were here.
Yeah.
What do you think were some of the issues you might could remember that the faculty had in 1968-69 while you were president?
Well, I'll tell you, when I sweep the whole 50 years that I've been here, I can't think of any issues. The faculty doesn't play a part in issues. The administration does that. If the faculty comes up with what the administration wants, then they brag on them and say, you did it. If they don't like what the faculty does, they ignore it. I bet I've served on 100 committees, and I could not tell you one thing that a single one of them accomplished. They're just so, I think sometimes the presidents have committees just in order to fool the faculty into believing they have something to do with running the university. I don't think they really do. And I don't know that I would want them to. Well, you faculty members run off in all directions, and the president has to accept responsibility for what happens at the university. Faculty do not have to accept that. So it's right, the authority rightly belongs with the president.
Well, anything else you could tell us about your tenure here at MTSU?
Well,
I know you've written several books and taught many classes.
The presidents that I've served under were Dr. Q.M. Smith, Dr. Quill Cope, Dr. Mel Scarlett, Dr. Sam Ingram, Dr. one the library's name for
Walker.
Walker. and the president, McPhee. Then I served under two temporary presidents. One of them was Gene Smith, and the other was a professor from Tennessee Tech. I can't think of his name. He was a wonderful man. All those presidents have done great jobs. Did I name Dr. Ingram?
Yes, sir. I think
okay, you. Okay. All of them did. They performed in terms of the circumstances that they were president. At some time, we had money and we could do things. At other times, the state pretty well cut the money off and we couldn't do much. But in terms of the opportunities that they had, I think that every one of them performed admirably well.